Welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Alexander Pearl. I'd like to briefly review some of the practical issues in FLT3 testing as it relates to polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, versus next generation sequencing, or NGS. Now, ideally, both of these tests are sent from patients at an initial diagnosis of AML, and it's important both for diagnostic and prognostic information to detect a FLT3 mutation, because this can actually guide therapy. And in particular, in patients with a FLT3 mutation, we now have data that adding a drug to standard induction improves survival. That drug is called midostaurin, and it's an inhibitor of FLT3 kinase, among other kinases. It's a multi-kinase inhibitor. And we know that patients who were treated on the study that showed this benefit in overall survival were detected by a PCR reaction. And the advantage of the PCR is that it comes back quickly. The PCR can turn around in just a matter of a few days, whereas next generation sequencing can sometimes take several weeks to get a result back. The sensitivity of PCR, at least for the most common mutations in FLT3, seems to be better than next generation sequencing as well, for the reason that larger internal tandem duplication mutations can be missed by next generation sequencing, or it may be hard to actually map them within the gene, such that there could be discrepancies between the two tests. So both from the question of getting the right diagnosis and directing therapy, and also making sure you haven't missed the presence of an important mutation, it's important that PCR is sent. Now, one other thing that's important in terms of that turnaround time is the study that showed the benefit of midostaurin added the midostaurin on day 8, which, as I mentioned, is important to get a result prior to that time to know to add the drug. If it takes 3 weeks to get a mutation test back by next generation sequencing, the midostaurin was only given for 2 weeks, and suddenly you're outside the window where we know it works. So for that reason, among others, it's important to actually send both tests at diagnosis. Now, there are some advantages of next generation sequencing in that you'll actually get a fingerprint of the FLT3 mutations, in particular for the internal tandem duplications, or ITDs, and that can give you additional information about perhaps how many clones are present, or possibly the ability to pick up very low levels of disease. But in reality, for diagnostic purposes, largely we prefer using PCR to detect the FLT3 ITD. For the detection of other FLT3 mutations, the two tests are fairly interchangeable, though I would point out that certain mutations in FLT3 can be missed by PCR and still picked up by next generation sequencing, especially if there's a mutation that's a point mutation somewhere other than the identified hotspot in the activation loop at D835. This being said, the prognostic importance of those other mutations is a little less established. So the most important ones for guiding therapy, we think, are the internal tandem duplications, which have a negative prognostic effect in AML, and also the TKD mutations at D835, which we know respond to midostaurin. Thank you for listening.